heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, good afternoon, and welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am Teron Davenport, your host, here to bring you yet again another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes as well as Audio Boom. Shoot me that follow on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Had just got done having an interesting conversation with DeSean Jackson on the conference call. One of the reporters asked DeSean about the possibility of returning to the Philadelphia Eagles. Guess what, folks? He's going to be a free agent. I asked DeSean about some of the frustration that he's having in this contract year, not being able to connect with Kirk Cousins. And he acknowledged that there's definitely some frustration. He said they need to start hitting those shots. A guy like DeSean is a deep threat. Guess what the Eagles need? That vertical threat, that deep threat. And I'll tell you what happens when defenses are planning for the Redskins, or even when DeSean was here in Philadelphia, the first thing that coordinator said was, listen, we're not going to let number 10 beat us deep. But yet you constantly saw him running behind defensive backs, killing secondaries, and generating those big, huge chunk of yardage that you want as an offensive player. DeSean also said that he has been really impressed with Carson Wentz. Could it be the Carson Wentz effect could help recruit DeSean Jackson if he becomes a free agent? I think it would be an excellent move for the Eagles. It definitely excites me seeing that there's a possibility for him to return. I actually wrote about that on the Eagles Wire. Be sure to check that out. And just looking at what DeSean said, just to rein things in a bit, he did say that he would hope to be able to stay in Washington. But he said, you never know how things turn out. I'll say this. He was very rooted, deeply rooted within this community, whether it be his efforts to stop bullying. He was on The Voice with on The View with a young man that was bullied in school. And he still has a relationship with that young man. He did numerous camps, free camps for kids in the Philadelphia area. He did multiple galas and things like that to raise awareness for pancreatic cancer right there in downtown Philadelphia at the Crystal Tea Room. I think this would be a good match. He didn't close the door on the possibility of it happening. He does believe that he will be a free agent after this season. That's something he said, I'm going to be a free agent. And you never know what could happen. You never know where God could take you. The man has matured since he's been away. Obviously, there were issues that we don't need to address, but there were issues that were brought up in the media about why he was released. He said he has no hard feelings towards Philadelphia. He actually has, the only hard feelings he had were towards the people who released him, specifically Chip Kelly. And he alluded to the fact that Chip Kelly is no longer in the building. He said he has a lot of respect for Doug Peterson. Actually, their relationship really developed when they both were here in Philadelphia. Peterson was a coach with the Eagles, and obviously DeSean was a rookie, a younger player coming in, making his mark. When you got a guy like DeSean, if you could earn his respect and his trust, he'll do anything for you. He has that in Doug Peterson. Carson Wentz is becoming a better and better deep ball passer. DeSean Jackson is one of, if not the best deep threats in the game. All around, this thing matches. Now, obviously, there's still plenty of time to go in this season. We're not disputing that. And you have to get through this season. I mean, after all, they're about to go against each other this Sunday, which is a game that DeSean Jackson said he can't wait to have. But at the end of the day, looking long term into the future, he said he wants to play 5 or 7 more years. Why not give him the opportunity to return to Philadelphia? If the Redskins are crazy enough to let him go, Why not? This offense needs a veteran receiver, needs a deep threat. Deshaun is a veteran receiver and a deep threat. And by the way, he has matured and he's become a leader of that receiving core. Granted, his stats aren't where he wants them to be, but he still impacts the defense. Every game, you have to figure out a way to prevent him from gashing you with a 50-yard gain. You guys saw when he played in Philadelphia. You remember how it was. They would run him in motion and then let him release into the seam and just he'd simply run by the cornerbacks. A lot of corners were afraid to even come up and press him because they know if they don't get a jam on him, deuces, he's gone. You're going to see on Sunday how he could affect a defense, how he impacts the defense. The safeties are going to, you know, Rodney McLeod is going to have to roll to his side. Jenkins is going to have to rotate to his side. It's going to open other things up for guys like Jordan Reed, guys like Pierre Garçon, Jameson Crowder underneath. When you have a deep threat like that, it's nothing but good for you as an offensive coordinator, as a play caller, as an offensive player. Because as a quarterback, you could just drop back. You know he's going to go get the football, throw it, let him run under it, and get it. The guy has a gear. There's a different gear that he has. And if you remember how many times that he was running stride by stride with a defensive back and the ball's in the air and all of a sudden you see him start to pull away. It's different with him. He's a deep threat. I think it will be a great move for the Eagles. And it's something that they should definitely consider in the future. I think by all means, they should aggressively pursue him in the future because all the makings for a successful situation is set up. And the guy has a son now. And it's just something about having a child that matures you as a man. I know because I went through it. I had my oldest daughter and it just changes your perspective, the way you look at things. The trouble and off the field stuff that people so frequently pointed to when he was in Philadelphia, that's a thing of the past. Obviously, you know, he's still somebody who will speak his mind. He's still someone who will demand the football. But I tell you what, if you're not demanding the football as a wide receiver, you're not going to be dominant. As a wide receiver, you want the as an offensive player, as a playmaker, you want opportunities to impact the football game. Now, granted, some players go about it the wrong way, while others make it clear that they demand the football, but they're not a quote-unquote distraction or disruptive force. If you're not demanding the football, something's wrong. That's the bottom line. And it doesn't always have to come by way of, you know, yelling and screaming on the sideline. It could be something as simple as going to your quarterback. Hey, man, look, on that post route, I'm telling you what's happening. That safety is not coming. He's clearing out. He's not coming with me when I break to the post. I'm beating this corner. Make sure you give me the ball. It's that simple. That's the bottom line. The Eagles are going to be without Jalen Mills and Leodis McKelvin did not practice. Let's get this together. Leodis McKelvin did not practice for the Eagles today. Fletcher Cox as well. Brian Braman. Jalen Mills was partially injured, hurt in the game against the Lions, but he was a full go at practice. Leodis McKelvin, Jalen Mills, Nolan Carroll, these guys are going to be tested by DeSean Jackson and the whole Redskins receiver core. They're going to have to be ready. McKelvin, I saw him in the hallway walking out onto the field. He wasn't walking with a limp or anything, but I think it's really just the ability to start and stop is what's going to limit him. You're going to have to start and stop as fast as you can when you're going against number 11, DeSean Jackson. So we're going to see how this thing pans out. On Sunday, we'll definitely bring you more talk about the game. I wanted to just have a conversation with you guys and talk to you guys a little bit about just how exciting it could be if DeSean Jackson returns to Philadelphia. Obviously, again, he's on the other side of the field for the Eagles. on Sunday, and you know, any type of desire to have him there has to be pushed aside. And this Eagles team, they're going to do everything they can to stop him, and rightfully so. Every week, you're going out to go against somebody, and that's your job. Your job is to either, you know, score points as an offensive player, or as a defensive player, prevent him from scoring points. Bottom line, that's what it boils down to. I'd like to know your thoughts on DeSean Jackson returning to Philadelphia, if you would be for it or against it. Definitely be sure to shoot me a tweet on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Let me know what you think of DeSean as a player, if he's someone that you think would benefit the Eagles and fit into that receiving core. I personally do. Let me hear back from you. I appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow to talk more shop. I'm Teron Davenport. Be sure to follow the podcast on Locked On Eagles, iTunes, as well as Audio Boom. Shoot me a follow on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Follow the work at theeagleswire.usatoday.com. We are out of here. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily.
Did you say anything to Carson after that?
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.